熊本県令和4年度英語リスニングテスト問題 B。 ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。リスニングテストは1番の A、B、C、D の問題です。英文は A、B は1回ずつ、 C、D は2回ずつ放送します。では、A の問題に入ります。ナンバーワンとナンバーツーには、それぞれ、あ、い、う、えの4つの図があります。放送を聞いて、それぞれの英文の内容を表している図として、最も適当なものを、あ、い、う、えから1つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は1回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Number one. It's very hot today, so let's drink something cold.
Number two. The dolphin show will start at 11 a.m. After the show,You can take pictures with the dolphins from noon. Thank you.
B の問題に入ります。今からナンバーワンとナンバーツーの2つの対話を放送します。それぞれの対話の最後に次のチャイムが鳴ります。放送を聞いてそれぞれのチャイムのところに入る対話の応答として、最も適当なものを、あ、い、う、えから一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。英文は一回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Number one.
Where did you go last weekend?
Well, I visited my cousin in Amakusa.
Sounds great. What did you do there?
Number two.
The book you're reading looks difficult. Is it yours?
No, I borrowed it from the school library.
Do you often go there?
C の問題に入ります。ヨーコと留学生のジムとの対話を聞いて答える問題です。ナンバーワンからナンバースリーまでそれぞれの対話の後でその内容について英語で質問します。放送を聞いてそれぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものをあ、い、う、えから一つ選び記号で答えなさい。英文は2回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Number one.
Tomorrow is July 7th, right? Do you think we can look at stars tomorrow, Jim?
Yes, I think so. The news says the weather will be good tomorrow.
質問します。
Does Jim think he can look at stars on July 7th?
繰り返します。
Tomorrow is July 7th, right? Do you think we can look at stars tomorrow, Jim?
Yes, I think so. The news says the weather will be good tomorrow.
質問します。
Does Jim think he can look at stars on July 7th?
Number two.
We've finally finished our tests. Tomorrow I'll go to the movies in the morning, and then the new ice cream shop in the afternoon.
Sounds fun, but you should go to the ice cream shop first, Yoko.Too many people will be there in the afternoon.
Really? Okay, I'll do that. I want to enjoy both.
質問します。
What will Yoko do tomorrow?
繰り返します。
We've finally finished our tests. Tomorrow I'll go to the movies in the morning, and then the new ice cream shop in the afternoon.
Sounds fun, but you should go to the ice cream shop first, Yoko. Too many people will be there in the afternoon.
Really? Okay, I'll do that. I want to enjoy both.
質問します。
What will Yoko do tomorrow?
Number 3.
Yoko, I saw you and your friends in the computer room after lunch. What were you doing?
Well, do you remember Mr. Smith?
Of course. He was our English teacher.
Right. In his last class, he taught us how to write emails in English. He went back to Australia, so we were writing an email to him.
Great! Then what did you write about?
We asked him about school life in his country. We're going to make a speech about it next week.
質問します。
What did Yoko and her friends ask Mr. Smith to do in their email?
繰り返します。
Yoko, I saw you and your friends in the computer room after lunch. What were you doing?
Well, do you remember Mr. Smith?
Of course. He was our English teacher.
Right. In his last class, he taught us how to write emails in English. He went back to Australia, so we were writing an email to him.
Great. Then what did you write about?
We asked him about school life in his country. We're going to make a speech about it next week.
質問します。
What did Yoko and her friends ask Mr. Smith to do in their email?
D の問題に入ります。今からブラウン先生が英語の授業で話したことと、それについての質問を放送します。ヨーコのメモは、ブラウン先生の話の内容をヨーコが書き留めたものです。放送を聞いて、ヨーコのメモの1、2、3に適当な英語を1語で書き、4には質問に対する答えを英語3語以内で書きなさい。英文は2回放送します。では、始めます。
Hello, everyone. As you know, we will have an online meeting.With a high school in Australia next month. So today, we will choose the topics. Now, I'll introduce 3 examples that some of you gave me during the last class. First, Lisa wants to talk about school events in each country. You know, in Japan, we have sports day, school festivals,and school trips. She wants to introduce some interesting school events in Japan and learn about school events in Australia. Second, Takuya chose the topic about vacations. In Japan, we usually do our homework, do club activities, or enjoy traveling.He wants to know how students in Australia spend their vacations. Third, Satoko wants to talk about the subjects that students like the most. For example, one of her friends in Australia loves drama class. Satoko wants to talk about the subjects that students in each school really like. These three are all good examples. During the online meeting, I want the students in Australia to be interested in our topics. So let's choose such topics.
質問します。
What does Ms. Brown want to do for the students in Australia?
Hello, everyone. As you know, we will have an online meeting with a high school in Australia next month. So today, we will choose the topics. Now I'll introduce three examples that some of you gave me during the last class. First, Lisa wants to talk about school events in each country. You know, in Japan, we have sports day, school festivals, and school trips.She wants to introduce some interesting school events in Japan and learn about school events in Australia. Second, Takuya chose the topic about vacations. In Japan, we usually do our homework, do club activities, or enjoy traveling.He wants to know how students in Australia spend their vacations. Third, Satoko wants to talk about the subjects that students like the most. For example, one of her friends in Australia loves drama class. Satoko wants to talk about the subjects that students in each school really like.These three are all good examples. During the online meeting, I want the students in Australia to be interested in our topics. So let's choose such topics.
質問します。
What does Ms. Brown want to do for the students in Australia?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。